Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bring him to town, Brian Gain. Bring him to town, Antonio Brown. Make the call. Bring him to the Houston Texans. I don't care if it takes a first-round pick. I don't care if it takes one of those extra seconds that you have. Do what you got to do to bring Antonio Brown to town. I am 100% sold because of what I just heard from Jerod Johnson. And again, I don't want to give you too much credit, Jerod Johnson. You are the best QB mind this side of the Mississippi, but it wasn't a very difficult sell. Tell the people again that might just be tuning in why Antonio Brown could work as a member of the Houston Texans.
Because he has talents you can't find anywhere else. You can't cover him and you can't tackle him. Like he's a matchup nightmare. He's a deep threat, and the combination of that and DeAndre Hopkins, I think, would terrorize defenses. It would actually make things easier on Deshaun because you can't do it. The thing that got the Texans this year was the exotic blitzes. Getting a young quarterback and getting situations and getting him in 3rd and 9 and sending the most exotic blitzes you could think of to make him hold the ball longer.
Right.
You can only do so much because if you run that exotic blitz and Antonio Brown is one-on-one, he catches a slant, he can house call it. Well, so Antonio brings a skill set that I haven't seen. In my time playing football, I've never seen a player like Antonio Brown.
And that's the thing that jumps out. You know, you talk about the talent, the ability alone puts you in a stratosphere that very few teams in the NFL have ever been to before. We've talked about, you know, Rice and John Taylor and Lynn Swann and John Stallworth. And you're talking about that kind of stratosphere with Hop and Antonio Brown.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, and I think that's what the Texans are today's NFL, you need guys who do something special. You need special. You need enough solid. You need a solid offensive line. You need a solid defensive line. But then you need at least, I'd say, to win a Super Bowl, you need 3 to 4 guys on each side of the ball that have special game-changing ability.
Yeah.
And the Texans have Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. You have Hopkins. I even think you find a running back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just comes down. We need somebody special, and Antonio Brown can give you all those things.
And the other thing about it that really is convincing me, and I didn't need a lot of convincing, is, you know, and for those who weren't listening, we'll play the audio again from Jerod talking earlier in the noon hour. But to paraphrase, you were saying, yes, he's weird. Yes, he's eccentric. Yes, he has things that would not work in a lot of locker rooms, particularly after you're in a player's coach locker room for so many years. But that doesn't mean it won't work, period, because with a Bill O'Brien type coach and DeAndre Hopkins as an influence and a Deshaun Watson as an influence, that it could work here.
The best way I can describe it is it's Valentine's Day. Talk about relationships, right?
Yeah.
You're dating somebody and for whatever reason, it becomes fairly toxic, right?
Right.
You do some things you regret. They do some things. At the end of the day, you're not backing down to that person.
And you can become better off
But at the same time, once you're out of that, you then can do some self-reflecting for the next person you date. You know what? I'm not going to act. I'm going to grow in this next situation. But that past one, I'm not giving in. I'm just not. Like, there's buttons that are pressed, things that there's too much history there to where both sides need a fresh start. And I'm hoping Antonio Brown can find that. But that being said, say he comes in, he is himself.
Yeah,
which is
a problem.
Every
sometimes.
NFL player can tell you this, and any coach, the more talent, the more I wish they weren't exclusive, but just over time, the more talent, the more personality there is. That is why NFL coaches get you. You're paid to get a group of grown men to get on the same page, moving in the direction to win a Super Bowl. That is your job. So, my thought process, and unless he has some major skeletons that NFL team have FBI
that you don't even know about,
that you don't even know about, to where like, look, we're not going to touch him for reasons unknown. I don't know anything about that about Antonio, but all I'm saying is if it barring anything like that, that is why we're paying y'all the big bucks. Receiver coach, head coach, quarterback, all whatever. Mm-hmm. If the talent is on that field is that great, we're going to err on getting that, and then we got to figure out a way to make sure that we can all be in the same direction, and that's why you're getting paid.
Right.
That's why you're the highest paid people in football.
And I mean that you mentioned it, John. You said this. Kareem Jackson agreed with you. Justin Reed agree with you. The window's closing. Like, the window's closing for a lot of those
for the
guys
defense
down there.
Especially.
You saw J.J. Watt at the end of the season. He looked like his career was – I mean, he looked like he missed out on an opportunity. And when that window's closing, sometimes desperate times call for desperate measures. And it's not like you're bringing in Kareem Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing in Antonio Brown, who's one of the best receivers in the league. In his prime, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In his prime.
Yeah, for sure. And just as long as you understand what you're getting yourself into – So don't. And so if you sign Antonio Brown, right,
mm-hmm.
and he gets there and there's a spat or something, you have to have your damage control. You have to have your how are we going to connect? Like all these things be put on the table in his signing to where mm-hmm. that's half the battle. Because contrary to popular belief, they're just like, think about your little league football team. Think about your middle school football team. It's no different than the NFL. Adversity is going to come in all shapes and sizes, whether it's from players, there's deaths, there's weather, there's all these things that happen. And the franchises who can find a way to handle all that are the right ones who consistently, and I think it's 100% worth the risk bringing Antonio Brown in, because there's not many people to ever play the game that are as talented as Antonio Brown.
I can't disagree with that. Honey Badger wants to play with Antonio Brown next season. Badger. We know that's very clear. Honey Badger also likes to be on Twitter. That's clear as well. He had a little spat with one of our favorites yesterday.
He did?
Which led to the Honey Badger doing something I don't see him do very often. He deleted his tweet, John Lopez.
So what happened?
He deleted his tweet. Matt Hammond was at it yesterday. He was tweeting
the one and
a lot.
Only.
Welcome into the show. Whether you're here for the first time, whether you're here every time, it is great to be with you.
That is Matt Hammond.
Is it?
He put out a tweet about the Honey Badger, and it's worth noting that he didn't tag him. I don't know how the Honey Badger came across this.
Are you starting to buy into my theory?
A little bit.
I think the Honey Badger searches his name, Gerard. Not when he gets mentioned. I think he actually searches his
name.
No
one put him in on this either. So I went and looked at the thread. No one put him in on this. This is what Matt Hammond said, which I actually think is not bad for – it's not even
not bad for Matt.
Yeah, it's not hating at all.
This
backhanded
compliment.
This is the Matt Hammond tweet. Let's say Tyrann Mathieu gets a big offer in free agency and the Texans decide they don't want to beat it. That's a win for everybody. Honey Badger gets his money and security with the Texans getting 1 year from a guy giving you his best. 1 year prove it deals for the win. Mm-hmm. That sounds fair, right?
Sounds fair, but did he get in his feelings about that a little bit?
Tyrann Mathieu replied, and this has since been deleted, which means he must have thought that he got a little bit too in his feelings. All caps, no lowercase in this tweet.
Oh, my.
That's what they said, LOL.
Don't expect people to come in and fix your problem.
That's not bad.
Yeah, I think Matt made a good point there.
I agree.
Look, man, the same things that make you great, the same things that bring you down, man. I mean, it just,
or can cause an issue.
Yeah, it can cause an issue, man. Like, I think Tyrann Mathieu's passionate. You know, that chip on his shoulder is what makes him who he is. I don't think he said anything bad there. I don't think Matt Hamm said anything bad. I just think that's what he lives for.
He's a confrontational
human being. Yeah. And that's what makes him the football player he is.
You coach, Gerard, you coach young men. And, social media has got to be a part of things these days for the kids. I can't imagine what the kids go through at that age. Do you ever mention that to the kids, social media? Is that part of the coaching process?
100%. The hardest part about social media is high school kids going to college, because so much of the recruiting process right now for high school kids,
they go back and look at them tweets.
Well, no,
right?
It's done over Twitter. Yeah. Forget anything else. The communication, how you talk to coaches, how coaches interact with players, is mm-hmm. through Twitter. So if I've been watching my Twitter for 3.5 years, watching what college coach follows me, who am I going to DM, whatever, then I get to school, for me to all of a sudden stop looking at my phone, stop reacting to the things that are said about me, because in high school, you're your own marketing coordinator too. So the moment some publication writes a story about me, I'm tweeting it hoping a coach sees it.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to not get into the routine of checking your Twitter and checking your phone and not being sensitive to the things people say about you, let alone if you are a fiery competitor like Tyrann Mathieu.
Right.
And so I'm just not surprised by it. I don't think it's neither that bad as much as
I don't think it is.
We can sit here and say you probably shouldn't do it or tell them whatever. I think it's very hard to tell people what they should and shouldn't do because you don't know their situation.
I also think what really triggered him there was the one-year deal. He doesn't want any one-year deal after signing a one-year deal last year. I think that's what Tyrann Mathieu's all about. He's like, oh, yeah. I mean, it might make sense for us, but he's not going to sign a one-year deal now.
Yeah, for sure. I think that when he said that's what they said, it's kind of like, what, you got more information? You're the media type, but you got a source that I don't know about?
Exactly.
That's what they said?
Yeah.
Didn't you and Matt Hammond get in an argument once? Save it. I'm just kidding. I don't want to hear that story. I don't know.
Fingers, turn the Twitter fingers.
Yeah, that happened a little bit. NFL draft analyst John Ledyard joined the show yesterday and discussed the Texans' biggest needs heading into the draft. Cornerback and offensive line, and he threw out a unique scenario in which the Texans, who select 23rd overall in the first round, could have a crack at the best corner in the draft.
I don't think it's out of the question to think that maybe the best corner in the draft it could be on the board when the Texans pick. That sounds crazy, and typically corners do tend to go higher. Right now, it is just hard to envision, other than maybe Greedy Williams if he cuts grade, it's hard to envision for me the NFL liking any of the top corners enough to take him in the top 20. So that puts the Texans in a really pretty good spot if they like one, you know, if there's one that piques their interest enough to know that the run on corners probably won't happen until around or after maybe their first-round pick. They could potentially have their pick of the litter. I mean, it just that's kind of going to be the sweet spot for corner in this class.
It's going to be interesting, Gerard, because there could be a run on tackles where the top six tackles are off the board, and despite the fact you might need a tackle a little bit more, this is where the debate over need and all that comes in with the draft. If you have a crack at the best corner in not a great corner class, according to the draft experts leading into it, I think that's something that the Texans might need to forecast and in free agency maybe try to address the offensive line.
Yeah, I think you look at this window. If you don't have a surefire left tackle that you can have for the next however many years, 100% mm-hmm. go get him.
Yeah.
That being said, though, if you have the money to pay a top-notch left tackle who's a professional, do that in free agency. You need that youth. You need that.
Especially on this team
at that cornerback position. So I like his point for sure.
And Greedy Williams, I think the argument is, and Ledyard is one of those analysts and draft gurus that thinks there is a lot of depth at the cornerback position, a lot of good depth, but there's not that guy. There's not the shutdown, take a third of the field away from every opponent cornerback. And I think that's why he thinks he might fall. He said he's a first-round pick. He's a top cornerback. But he's not that guy.
Yeah, compared to the quarterback, the other needs and there's a strong D-line class, all those other things. So I get what he's saying, and I think you're trying to find your 10-year starter in the first round.
I watched him a lot. You did. You watched a lot of SEC football. I think he can be that guy. I think he is that good.
Yeah, for sure. If the tackles are off the board, then go get him.
Mm-hmm. Biggest news out of the NFL yesterday, the Broncos trade a fourth-round pick to Baltimore in exchange for Joe Flacco. This means that Case Keenum is likely going to be released because you don't want to pay a backup quarterback $14 million. Gerard, your thoughts on Flacco going to Denver and Case Keenum potentially being a free agent?
I think Flacco's still really good. I think he has a lot of football left in him, but I do think he's in a situation he needs pieces around him. He mm-hmm. needs receivers who can create separation so he can deliver the football. You look at Denver, they have Emmanuel Sanders. They have Sutton, the guy from SMU. So I think they have pieces, and on top of that, they're probably going to still run the zone scheme that he ran a little bit with Kubiak in Baltimore.
Right.
There's something when Kubiak went to Baltimore. So I do think it's good for the Broncos to get that elite-level arm talent that Flacco still has. But I just think Flacco's beyond the years he can put a team on his back and carry them. And in Baltimore, I don't think they recently have had those receivers who,
right.
more so, especially in that division running that system where it's a put it up, they needed somebody to go make plays, and Lamar Jackson brought that.
Right.
That being said about Case, I mean, I think, you know, I have the utmost respect for Case. I know Case. He's the ultimate competitor. I think that a lot of the city knows him. I just think it comes down to Case's mindset now. Do you want to go somewhere for the opportunity to compete, to still, you know, have that competitive nature we all have, where he wants to be compete to be a starter? That's mm-hmm. all you can ask for. Or use a place, you know what, look, man, I've had my run. I've made my money. I would like to go somewhere where I can, I'm not going to say a little less stress, but I know where I'm getting myself into. Let me, you know, just go somewhere I can make. I'm happy with my family, right. whatnot. And then
know your role.
If the ball bounces my way again, where quarterback could hurt, whatever, I'll get my opportunity.
Right.
So I think at this point I think he may be a little more selective of mm-hmm. as you get to those back end of your career of where you want to spend your years with the family and all those things.
Astros spring training underway. Jeff Luhnow broke the internet today when he admitted that the team was close to acquiring Bryce Harper at last year's trade deadline. Here's the Astros GM earlier today.
Yeah, it's been reported there was an agreement in principle in place, and it was it didn't get over the finish line for whatever reason, out of our control. But we had interest. We had worked out an agreement with players both ways, but you know those things have approval levels that they have to go through, and so it didn't happen, and we moved on.
I just don't like hearing about what you almost did.
Yeah.
I get that there was a report out there, but even then he could just say, you know what, a lot of deals, we talk about a lot of deals every day, you know, and that one, there are some deals that work, some deals that don't. You could talk around it, you know, because Bryce Harper, I mean, he's only the best player out there.
Yeah.
And to say, yeah, we almost got Bryce Harper, I don't care to hear that.
I think that's a little bit of, that's a little bit of just kind of like, you know, I just want to show my feathers a little bit.
Exactly.
You know, a little peacocking in a way of just like, look, man, we tried. We were close. You know, it's just Just to say, you know, that they were trying to do something, but I ultimately think, I don't think it was the worst thing, because depending on what you had to give up,
yeah,
I think the Astros, what have made them who they are is their youth and their talent. Of course, you got Verlander, but the youth and their minor league system has really made them who they are. So if they had to give away a ton for them, I'm almost glad it didn't happen to maybe try again next year.
Especially for a rental. Alex Bregman had a little shoulder surgery in the offseason. He also did a lot more this offseason. It seemed like his Instagram was fire. The kids say that anymore?
I guess.
I don't know. Is it F-Y-R-E or F-I-R-E?
It's definitely not F-Y-R-E, because there's a lot that can go on that. If you haven't seen that Netflix doc, you need to. But this is Alex Bregman on who he hates and who he wants to beat the most this season.
They got the better of us. A few of the guys on our team were banged up. Now, that's not an excuse at all. They played really well, and they played really good baseball.
That's not an excuse.
But after watching the Patriots win, the Red Sox beating us last year, there's no other city that I would like to beat more this year than Boston.
It's hard not to like him.
Man, love it.
He's his own guy, man.
Love it, man. I mean, I think that's what baseball needs. Baseball needs more of that personality type. They need that, you know, that modern age excitement and also that resentment, you know?
Exactly.
You need that resentment. I think that's what made baseball, the Nolan Ryan to the throwing 98 and I'm throwing square in your back, like all those other things may not be the safest thing to say, but I think that's good for the game. I think it's exciting for Houston, and I like following Alex Bregman.
It's hard to find that perfect window in the middle. You don't want to be Russell Wilson, you know, putting on a show 24/7. Nobody buys it, even if you are being sincere. You also don't want to be just a total jerk that everybody hates. And
total liability.
Liability, yeah. and maybe an Antonio Brown type, you know what I mean? But Bregman has found that window where he's likable, but he's got that.
He's got a little Gronk in him.
Yeah, he's got a little Gronk in him.
He's got a little bit of Gronk in him, and he carried this team last year, so he can do whatever he wants as long as he plays like that. Rockets at T-Wolves last night. James Harden with his 31st straight 30-point game. That's all I really care about. By the way, they lost 121-111, but who cares? Neither here nor there. I'm watching the Rockets right now without Clint Capella. I know they're not at full strength. I think they'll be ready to roll once the playoffs come. I'm not going to lie. I'm watching each game just hoping Harden gets his 30, and that's really what I'm cheering for more than a win.
It's what you got right now.
Yeah, I think it's the Kobe effect.
that's a great point.
I'm the clearest Kobe aficionado. You know, Kobe's a GOAT.
Mm-hmm.
But Kobe said it. It's hard to win a championship if your offense is one man. It's just really hard on that human being to come out night in and night out and perform at that level. How he's doing it with 50 dribbles and 1-on-1 the entire game. And I think you're going to have some L's as Capella's still hurt and you're not fully at full strength. You're going to take a couple L's on nights where just like, man, that's really hard to beat an entire team.
Best QB mind this side of the Mississippi, Gerard Johnson joining us.
I want to know who's on the other side.
As he does every Thursday. It doesn't matter. I don't care about the other side of the Mississippi. This is the South right here. Gerard, what else you got going on? Because I know you're also one of the most interesting men in H-Town.
Yeah, you know, so I'm still doing my quarterback training. Follow me on Instagram and at QB Club of Houston. Got a bunch of new clients.
Did you send
kids.
A story to your wifey or your girlfriend on Instagram like Russell Wilson?
I did not send a story. I got her a puppy for her birthday in January. So come February, my girlfriend, dinner suffice. You know, flowers, you know, candy, got a little gift card, you know, whatever. So took care of that.
You still got the promo code?
That's a whole other thing. So Stately, my clothing brand, Stately Gentleman Clothing Company, www.statelygents.com. Use the code SGLOVE. Mm-hmm. You get 20% off your entire order for Valentine's Day.
SGLOVE.
Yes, and follow us on Instagram, at Stately Gentleman, plural, not singular. And we're actually doing a huge giveaway for Valentine's Day. Going to pick somebody at 6 o'clock
tonight. You got the polos
tonight.
Going now, too.
Yeah, so yeah, we got polos, hats, t-shirts. So somebody today is going to get picked to get a whole package.
Good deal.
A package of SG merchandise. So,
Gerard, it's always fun, man.
Always good, man.
Always great.
To it.
Some excellent stuff on Antonio Brown. Speaking of Antonio Brown, Lopez and I are sold. Bring Antonio Brown to Houston, pair him with Nuke Hopkins. We'll get into that more next in the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.